Get ready to shop Lowe's Black Friday Doorbuster Deals to save $150 on a 30-inch Blackstone griddle, now $299. Plus, choose a Whirlpool top load washer or Midea top freezer refrigerator for just $398. These limited-time Doorbuster Deals go fast, so get holiday ready today at Lowe's. We help, you save. Valid 11/28 through 12/1. Selection varies by location. While supplies last. See Lowe's.com for more details.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
This is You Better You Bet Countdown to Kickoff with Nick Kostos and Sam Paniatovic. Presented by BetMGM. Make it legendary.
All right. Thank yous to dole out before we wrap up the Week 13 NFL Sunday edition of Countdown to Kickoff with all our bets for the day in football. Our executive producer is the great Tyler Morales. Our engineer, the one, the only, Grant Leader. Grant was on You Better You Bet on Wednesday. Grant did an awesome job. Kenny Henderson did an awesome job. I think Jake's back this week. We have to have a conversation with our guy, Jake. Jake might have gotten Wally pipped a little bit by Grant and Kenny. They did an awesome job last week, but it was great to have Jake back in the saddle this week on You Better You Bet, and Jake on Bet Sweats as well. Max Sheedy doing an awesome job as our video producer. Thanks to Sean Haw, as always, as our social guy / technical director. Sammy, anything else before we get to the best bets, football or otherwise?
Ooh, I should unmute myself muted. There. That'd be a good place to start. Yes. Yeah, not anymore. They're taking more Saints, which makes me happy as somebody who bets them plus six. Down to five at a lot of books offshore. And all the sixes are long gone. South Point just moved off six. They were the only six in the world. And now they're 5.5, but a whole lot of support again on the New Orleans Saints. What could go wrong there, Nick?
What can go wrong is my stomach is very large at the moment. And I was trying to think of what I'll be eating today. Now, normally on Sunday, Sam, and we've talked about it on the show, you look great. And I'm not just saying that. You lost a bunch of weight from last season to this season. I'm bloated right now, but you still look good. But on Sundays, I feel like you have the pizza, you've got the chili, all these things that you eat on Sundays that you send us pictures of. What's on the menu today? You want healthy today or no?
I might have a crouton for lunch, Nick.
I would also like to not.
Bad. It's bad. I mean, look, we're all going through it right now, you know, because we go home or we gorge for the holidays, you know, comfort food. I ate so much pizza. It makes me uncomfortable. I put on at least 10 in the last week. Easy.
No.
Oh, yeah. Bro.
10?
Yes. Now, I'll lose half of that in a couple of days, as long as I just go back to normal. But I'm talking, there was one day I had at least 5,000 calories.
But like you enter what's called then, and I know this because one of my friends is like a fitness nut, what's called the caloric surplus, where like once you reach a certain level, so if you're going to eat poorly, like there's no, it's like going out and having like, you know, a bacon cheeseburger and fries and, you know, like a Diet Coke. It makes no difference. Once you have a certain number of calories, it's like all your body can, so you might as well just keep eating. So I don't know like what it is for you, the caloric surplus, but I don't think it's like once you reach a point, like it doesn't even make an impact anymore. You've reached max capacity for calories that day. Anyway,
yeah,
let's get to the bets for today. And that means we need our friend Grant to please drop the dope ass beat.
Mm-hmm.
All right. We want all our listeners and viewers to open the playbook and choose your boost for today's action. Grab BetMGM's Pro Football Boost Pack. You'll have three ways to boost your odds on your next bet. Activate one of your boost tokens for any pro football bet, and you'll receive a bigger payout if your wager wins. Make it legendary with BetMGM. Download the app, and please, gamble responsibly. I'm refreshing my BetMGM screen, and then we will begin the bets, and we will start, Sammy, in Cleveland with the Niners at the Browns. San Fran, a five-point road favorite, total 35. It does look like there will be weather today in this game in Cleveland, like wind and potential snow.
Even at 35, I'm under. I think this is a 17-14 final. Give me under 35.
I am going to be off this game side in total. My lean would be under. My lean would be towards the Cleveland Browns. Jaguars and the Titans in the Music City. Jacksonville, a six-point fan. And by the way, MGM's hanging like minus 05 on a lot of these games instead of minus 10. People should check out BetMGM. Jaguars minus 6 in Tennessee. Total 42.5. I bet over this morning. Talked about it on my show on WFAN. Directionally, lean a little bit towards the Titans if the number is going to be 6, Sam, but not enough for me to get there on Tennessee.
We discussed betting over 41.5 earlier in the show, two-hour show. I like that position. We are on the way to 43 at a couple places, including Circa in Vegas. So 41.5, good bet. Now we just need them to do their jobs.
Yeah, can't wait for Brian Thomas Jr. to drop a wide-open touchdown. Texans and the Colts in Indianapolis. Colts 3 at home, 44.5 the total. Daniel Jones will play despite a fractured fibula. Like, his leg is literally broken. He's going to play in this game. C.J. Stroud is back, Sam, starting for the Houston Texans at quarterback.
All right, let's do it. Plus 3, Houston.
At Lowe's, before the holidays is the perfect time for upgrades and upkeep. During Black Friday, get up to 50% off select major appliances and buy more to save more with up to an additional 25% off when you bundle select major appliances. Plus, grab select DeWalt 20-volt max drill or impact driver kits for just $99. Lowe's. We help, you save. Valid through 12/3. Selection varies by location. While supplies last. See Lowe's.com for more details.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
I like the Texans 3 and also like the under in the game as well. Under 44.5 for me. So side and total for me with Texans and Colts. I wish I had your bet in this game. I think you made a good one. I don't know if it's going to win, but I wish I had it. Miami is a 5.5-point home favorite against the Saints. Total in this game, Sammy, is 41.
That's some 6 yesterday. New Orleans plus 6. Hopefully it gets home. A lot of 5.5 and 5 in the market. Come on, Kellen Moore. You know you want to win this game outright. Just do it for us.
Yeah, Tyler Shuck wants to win this game also. And more importantly, I think Mike McDaniel would love nothing more than to lose this game. Obviously he wants to win, but also kind of feels like sometimes he likes to lose. I would love to bet 6 with New Orleans. I don't think I'm going to get there. I think Sam made a good bet. We'll see what happens when the game starts. Falcons and the Jets in the Jersey Meadowlands. I can tell you because I was outside a little while ago. Weather's not that bad here. It's a little windy. It's cold. It's not terrible. Atlanta is a 3-point road favorite. The total here is 38. Sam's friend, the bartender, and I will steal Sam's line here, who's very good at being very bad at betting the NFL. He did lay the 3 with the Atlanta Falcons, Sammy. How do you want to bet this game, if at all, Falcons at Jets?
I wanted nothing to do with it. And then when he shipped Atlanta, I added the Jets to my Moneyline parlay. So there you go.
I will place a small bet just to have some action on it, like a small bet on Jets plus +3. I have the Jets as part of my underdog Moneyline parlay also. If Kirk Cousins and Bijan Robinson beat me by more than 3, then great. I will deal with it. Okay, we have a piece of news as regards Lane Kiffin. Defensive coordinator Pete Golding is expected to remain at Ole Miss and will coach the Rebels in the playoff. He will also be a candidate to replace Lane Kiffin as the permanent head coach for the Rebels. So, like, Lane's out, Lane's going to LSU, and Ole Miss will have an interim coach in the college football playoff. I'm not convinced that the committee is going to put them in, but we shall see. They're going to be a favorite to make, and I'm not saying they're definitely out, just that I think it's a topic of conversation. Moving on. Tampa, a 4-point home favorite, Sammy, against Arizona, 44.5 the total.
I did nothing with this game, so pass for me.
I'd like to join Paul Aspen. I don't know if I will. I don't think I'm going to. Paul's the producer of Bet Sweats. Bet Arizona plus +4. That's where I would lean if I had to bet the game, would be Cardinals plus +4. Sammy, the bartender, also laid the L.A. Rams. Rams a 10-point road favorite at the Fighting Eric Eagers of Carolina. Total is 45.
I like Carolina. I'll take 10.
Are there any 10.5s out there? Because it looks like we may get there at MGM before kickoff.
Only place I see, well, a couple offshores. Nothing that we can bet legally.
let me see here. You know, Sam and I were both betting before gambling became legal. Let's see. Where are we at here? I'm looking at an offshore right now. Yeah, 10 is the number there. Okay. Maybe I'll put a small bet on Carolina, but if I had to bet the game, I would bet the Panthers. To the afternoon slate, Seahawks laying 12 against Max Brosmer and the Minnesota Vikings, total 42. My guess is that this point spread will go up as we approach kickoff. Could be wrong. That's my guess.
Seattle's been blowing teams out, especially bad teams this year. I wanted to go under 42.5. I didn't get there. Remember, this number was 8 6 days ago, and now we're 12.5. Not laying the worst of it. I leaned under 42.5, but did not get there.
And the Sam Darnold against his former team storyline here as well, where this could go from bad to worse for Vikings fans. If Darnold balls out against them today, knowing what's happened with J.J. McCarthy, I'd actually like to bet Minnesota, but I need 13.5 or 14 to make the bet, with Minnesota down probably a couple offensive linemen and an undrafted rookie quarterback starting. So I'm not there yet, may get there, but I need a better number than 12. Buffalo, Sam, a 3-point road favorite at the Steelers. Total in the game is 45.
Just need the Bills to win. Just stack a dub, please. Need that future to look good, Buffalo to make a run in the playoffs. So I need them to win, but I did not lay 3, man, because I'm terrified.
If we get to a 3.5, I'll consider betting the Steelers, even with Aaron Rodgers, a couple broken bones in his left wrist. Just with the offensive tackles out for Buffalo, pass rush for Pittsburgh could take over the game. Allen sacked 8 times by the Texans last week. Like, Steelers 3.5 would be a bet for me if we get there. Chargers 10 at home against the Raiders. Chargers coming off the bye. Raiders fired offensive coordinator Chip Kelly. Total is 40.5.
What do the Raiders have to play for, man? I mean, it's not that simple, obviously, but if you could find a 9.5, I would lay it with the Bolts.
I will pass the game. I actually wanted to bet the Raiders earlier in the week, and then the reports that it's not like Chip Kelly. It's not even, they're not even going to change the offense at all with Chip Kelly out. I don't understand what the point of any of this is. One of the stupidest teams in the league. I'll pass this game. And Sunday Night Football, Sammy, to wrap it up. The Denver Broncos at MGM down to 6. Denver minus 6 and Marcus Mariota and the Commanders. Total is 43.5.
All right. I started him. I benched Addison, started McLaurin. Give me a touchdown for Scary Terry.
I would like to bet the Commies here, and I think I will do so at 6, just to have a piece of it in this game, that Denver may be a little overrated, even if I think they're really good, to be favored by 6 on the road. Commanders coming off the bye, so is Denver, to be fair. I'll have a piece of Commies plus 6. And just to get this in, Sam, I have the conference championship spreads up now. It looks like we are going to come off 6 and go back down to 5.5 in the Big Ten title game. And you lean towards Indiana, right, at that number against Ohio State?
At 6, I was definitely intrigued by the Hoosiers, no doubt.
Oh, man. Yeah, I'll like Ohio State at 5.5. Georgia remains 1.5 against Bama. Virginia 2.5 against Duke. Like the ACC might rig that game for Virginia to win. They should. Texas Tech is getting bet out right now, Sam, almost up to 13 against BYU in the rematch. Those two teams played about a month ago, and A&M railroaded BYU in Lubbock. My friend, great to be back with you here on Countdown to Kickoff. Enjoy your Sunday, and we'll catch up with you this week on the BetMGM Network.
All right. Good luck, everybody.
Sam Panayotovich and Nick Costos here with you on Countdown to Kickoff. On behalf of our entire crew, I'm wishing you minimal sweats when he bets, the absolute very best of luck. Let's get it today, Week 13, NFL Sunday.
You've been listening to You Better You Bet. If you missed any of the shows, listen back anytime on the new and improved Odyssey app.
At Lowe's, before the holidays is the perfect time for upgrades and upkeep. During Black Friday, get up to 50% off select major appliances and buy more to save more with up to an additional 25% off when you bundle select major appliances. Plus, grab select DeWalt 20-volt max drill or impact driver kits for just $99. Lowe's. We help, you save. Valid through 12/3. Selection varies by location. While supplies last. See Lowe's.com for more details.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Cyber Monday is on at Blinds.com. Transform your windows and get your home ready for the holidays with up to 50% off site-wide. Plus, doorbuster deals on popular styles at Blinds.com. Blinds.com is the number one online retailer for custom window treatments. Go DIY and do it all 100% online, or choose white glove service with expert design guidance and professional installation for a seamless start-to-finish experience. Whether it's blackout, motorized, sheer, or solar, you'll find massive deals at Blinds.com on premium brands that make any room feel warm and inviting. With Blinds.com, you can browse online, order free samples, and schedule professional measure and install with vetted experts. Backed by award-winning designers and thousands of five-star reviews, Blinds.com has helped millions pull off that wow reveal before the guests arrive. Hurry, Blinds.com's Cyber Monday super sale won't last long. Shop now and save up to 50% site-wide and get a free professional measure. Limited time offer, restrictions apply.
TikTok for Business is helping owners like you reach new customers every day.
We saw up to a 10x return on our TikTok shop ads. A few years ago, I started sharing my love for fashion on social media, and Willow Boutique was born. We're not just a place to shop. We've really become a community. TikTok allows us to find more people to have that great experience. I cannot imagine my business without TikTok. It's completely changed my life, and I could not be happier.
Head over to getstarted.tiktok.com/TikTok ads.